Hey, in the studio is Devin Dawson. The album is called Dark Horse, and you should get it. It's available now.
You need to get it.
Think of it as he has been entertaining you here on the radio, and this is how he has an audio tip jar. You're listening. You're going, I'm loving what I'm hearing. Go drop some coin in there.
I think
go
it's
ahead
like
and
maybe,
download the
maybe
album.
Three clicks. It takes three clicks. Three clicks
and you give him a tip of buying his album.
There you go.
Hey, what is this thing with the video behind the scenes stuff of the songs when they're and all that?
Yeah, it's called Songs in the Key of F. And, you know, typically for when an album comes out, an artist will do like a track by track thing where you kind of sit in front of a camera and you talk about either what inspired you to write it, or if you didn't write it, why did you record it? And just kind of go into the songs a little bit. And I wanted to do that, but I wanted to do it on a different level. Again, we were just talking about making a statement and doing things that maybe hadn't been done in a certain way before. And so essentially what we're doing is we're going back to the place, because I co-wrote every single track on this record. And so we're going back to the place we wrote the song, going to the room we wrote it with, the people we wrote it with. And each video has kind of a two-part series where one is just a kind of a documentary interview style about the day and remembering all the decisions and what made us write that song and what drove us to the chorus and then what problems did we have in the second verse or whatever, all the little idiosyncrasies. And then we do a performance with the songwriters, kind of an abridged, kind of broken down version of the song.
A lot of people are really into that kind of stuff. That's way too much for me. But there are some who are like, oh, wow, I really want to get into all that and see how it's done.
Well, it's just like whenever you watch a movie that you love, it's like going to the other disc and watching the special features, which I'm a nerd and I usually do. Or you put the audio commentary while watching the movie where you hear the director and the actors telling you about each and every scene.
It's probably something you do after you've listened to Dark Horse, and you're like, you've listened to it, and you've listened to it for a while, and you're like, oh, I really like that.
You know, helps you dive deep.
Yeah, right. You kind of get into it more.
I want people to invest in the whole album, not just one song, you know? And so that was kind of a way to, like we were talking about, giving people incentives to listen to the whole thing, right? And for me, like as a fan, when I hear an album that I love, or when I hear especially a new artist that I just discovered on the radio or whatever it is, I go to their YouTube and I see like, all right, I want to see an acoustic version. I want to see something that's less produced and see what they can do sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, like it was just me trying to be like, what would I want as a fan? And this is kind of something that I would want from somebody else, and so hopefully people can enjoy it, and they would want it from me.
You know? Are you a big Shazammer?
A little bit.
You hear a song in the background, you hold your phone up, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, I'm going to check that out.
Sometimes, I mean, like, I'm always listening, I'm always thinking of lines, I'm always trying to be inspired for the next song or whatever, and sometimes a song will hit you in a bar or whatever, and you're like, what is that? I like that groove, or I like the feeling of that, and you hold your phone up to the speaker, like you said, you know? It's definitely, like, helped me discover some people sometimes, which is crazy, whether it's, like, you know, the Black Keys or Ray LaMontagne or people that are kind of in commercials sometimes that you're like, wait, what is that song? You know, and it's just a cool experience, you know, for a new artist.
Do you follow Charlie Daniels on Twitter?
You should.
No, should I? Is he one of those guys that you just need to follow on Twitter?
The best he's ever done, in my opinion, the best tweet he's ever done is when he said, what was it about Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell has those Illuminati commercials, and Charlie Daniels tweeted, the Illuminati is not a subject to be made jokes about, Taco Bell. Like, he's all serious and mad.
Yeah.
Like, they're making jokes about Taco Bell, and Charlie does not think that's funny.
That's not funny to Uncle Charlie, dude. No.
He's trying to give somebody a heads up, man, because like, they might not be here tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, he's like, drop some wisdom.
Beyonce's about to come rain down on you.
Yes. Anything else you want to play?
Let's do one more, yeah.
You want to play one more?
Yeah, let's see.
What's on your mind?
Let's see.
Dude, I'm totally buying me a Devin Dawson t-shirt. These come in 3XL. Can you get me a
3X tall?
We'll custom make whatever you need, man. I don't think it's that big.
3XL tall Dark Horse t-shirt.
Let's see here. I'm going to do another song that we have out. It's called I Don't Care Who Sees. It's kind of a funny...
I don't care who sees.
It's on the album. If you'd have downloaded it, you would know, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy a t-shirt.
He was just trying to get me to say it again. It was just a radio trick, you know. Sorry, say that again. Oh. I Don't Care Who Sees. The album's called Dark Horse.
Oh, boy, he's on to us.
He got it.
It's a funny kind of story how this one was inspired. And if you go watch Songs in the Key of F, you can find out. But I was walking into a bar once, and there's this couple just, like, completely making out. And it was, like, the middle of the day. I think it was, like, 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
It's gross.
For, like, an early beer or something. And it was just like PDA, man. I don't know. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
To me too.
But like for some reason this time, I was like inspired by it. I thought it was endearing. I was like, man, they just don't care.
Okay.
So the next day I wrote this song.
I place. I couldn't wait to show you off on my arm. I held the door right, held your hand, even hung your jacket on the back of your chair at the bar, but I just remembered I forgot one thing. Never got that kiss before we got out the car. Treat a woman when everybody's looking, but I can't lie. Nah, when you put your hand there on my knee and get that look up in your eyes, a crowded room don't mean a thing, and I don't mean to cause a scene. If you want to, we can leave, a girl, right now. I don't care who sees us leaning in for a kiss I'm giving in, even though it ain't like me. See that couple on our right? No, they ain't thinking twice. So I'm thinking, baby, why should we? 'Cause everybody here can tell that I just can't help myself if they could see the way you look at me. Treat a woman when everybody's looking, but I can't lie. When you put your hand there on my knee and get that look up in your eyes, a crowded room don't mean a thing. I don't mean to cause a scene. If you want to, we can leave, but girl, right now, I don't care who sees us leaning in for a kiss I'm giving in, even though it ain't like. I don't care. I ain't trying to spotlight it. Yeah, all I'm saying is we ain't gotta hide it. Ooh, you know, I know the right way to treat a woman when everybody's looking, but I. Your hand there on my knee and get that look up in your eyes. A crowded room don't mean a thing. I don't mean to cause a scene. If you want to, we can leave, a girl, right now. I don't care who sees us leaning in for a kiss I'm giving in, yeah. Us leaning in for another kiss. I don't care who sees us holding on, coming on a little strong. Girl, that's just between you and me, and I don't care who sees. I don't care who sees, no.
You know, the weird thing is you took a moment that, as Big D said, gross, like when you see those people making out in the bar, you took that moment and actually made it kind of sexy.
Thanks, dude.
I mean, that, like, you totally twisted it around because it's gross. You walk into a place
when people are just sucking
people
face.
Just, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I know. That's, I don't know. Awesome. I feel like we set it up like, you know, like I'm doing all these things and I know what's right, but like I can't help myself right now. Like it's like that moment, like, you know it ain't like me. But I don't care who sees. It's like you're kind of redeeming yourself, and you don't usually like it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't do it. How about that?
You gotta be careful.
It makes a great song, but don't do it.
Dad don't tell him. He'll write a song about anything if he sees you out.
That's right, man. Be careful, man.
He bought 3 McRibs and a Diet Coke.
Ate him by himself in his car.
I watched him. It was gross.
He's the kind of guy that likes to eat in the parking lot. Yeah. Pull up to the side.
Okay, hold on. You're on my front porch now.
Yeah, okay, get a little too close. Hey, go get Dark Horse, download it, or buy it, however we buy it, however we get your music, and you're going to love it. He's super talented. Devin Dawson, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you guys for having me.